holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Unseal my lips, Lord.
Be holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. We are talking about the Lord unsealing lips today. Unsealing lips. What does that mean? Well, we're going to get into it. We're going to find out about it because God's going to give it to us, because we're going to read the verses and He's going to tell us what it means. Give us a little bit. And when He stops, I stop. Okay. Is that a deal? When He stops, I'll stop. Okay. Listen, today is a splendid day. You are splendid people. You are splendid listeners. Let God use you to go on over to podbean.com and share the links. Share the links, share them until you can't share them anymore. Continue to share them. Listen, you are wonderful listeners, and God, I pray that He bless you and bless you and bless your children and bless your family and bless your businesses and your dreams and things that you want to do for Him and things that you want to do for yourself. I pray that He blesses you in those endeavors. I pray that you're moving in His will, though. I pray that you're working in His will to add Him to these things. If you add the Lord to whatever you're doing, it's got to grow. If you add the Lord to whatever you're doing, it's got to grow. If you're trying to grow your family, add the Lord to your family and watch it grow. Watch it grow. Watch it grow. Listen, okay, I'm gonna give you an example. As soon as you add the Lord to dirt, then you have humans. Yeah, you see how the Lord went through and breathed the breath of life into Adam, and he became a living soul, breathed it into dirt and just living soul. And then he got a rib from the dirt and created the woman to help him. Oh, man, you add God to anything you're doing, it's just going to grow. It just continues to grow. You add God to the earth, to the world, he give you animals, plants, and everything else. All the everything that you see that's coming up, that's being created in this world, came from the dirt. Now, when you add God to whatever it is that you're adding God to, it is going to grow. Even while you're sleeping, it's going to grow. While you're not thinking about it, it's growing. It does. You put God into anything that you're doing and watch, He'll purify it and it'll grow. You want more children, you put God into it, you have more children, it'll grow. You understand what I'm saying to you? Add God, you get growth. Add God to your day, you get growth. Add God into your meals, and you get growth. The meal tastes better. Everything just is better with God. That's a good one. Everything's better with God. Everything is better with God. Everything is righteous with God. Whatever God does is right. What God does is right. What we do is not right, you know. We try to do what's right or what we think is right. And that's commendable. That's okay. But when God begins to show us better ways of doing it, then we do it in the better way. We go with the better way. You know, we go with Him on that. We go with God on that. So let's see. Where are we today? Where are we today? Talking about unsealing lips. All right. Basically, this is where David, he had an adulterous relationship, and he's asking God for forgiveness. And, you know, his thing is, I've been, the guilt is really grabbing him day and night. You know, he's used to praising God. He's used to saying things about God. Then he got caught up in a sin. And it just feels like, you know, you can't talk the way you normally talk, when you feel that guilt happening, when that guilt is attacking you day and night, it kind of keeps your mouth from speaking of God the way you normally would like to speak of him, because you feel you're not worthy to even talk about him, because you know you got caught up in that foolishness. And that means that's okay. Sin is not the problem. God can wash away sin, right? It's the point of us believing that he's already washed away all the other sin. You know, he's forgiven people of sin. Sin is not the problem. He forgave us for that. But when we don't believe it, we don't act upon it. And here, David is acting upon it, trying to get his joy back. You know how it feels like when you break up with a girlfriend or a boyfriend, or you lose a job, or you have to shut down a company, or you have to close your business or something like that. You get this letdown for a little while, and then slowly but surely begins to build back up again, and you feel better later. Well, this is what he's feeling. He's been in guilt because of this adultery. He adultery with this woman and had her husband killed, and the husband worked for him. That in itself is a tough situation to be in, because that's an everlasting guilt, because that man is gone. You know, he had that man killed. So he slept with his wife, took his wife, had a child the wife got pregnant, and then he had the soldier that worked for him, her husband, killed. So he can't bring the gentleman back. And so that's got to be a really, really hard thing to live out every day. You're talking about the mercies of God, and God is wonderful, and this and every, and all of that is true, but then you turn around and you do that. And so that's a guilt that's plaguing him, and he's asking God to help him, because he didn't steal some candy. He stole a man's wife and then had the man killed. You know, so that's a very big guilt that he had on him, and he's asking God to help him because he's used to praising God, but now, since all of this has happened, he's asking God to unseal his lips, because his lips feel like they're glued shut. They can't say anything because the guilt is was bearing down on him. That's the thing that bears. And so, and this is what it says. It says this: unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. You know, it's those of you who've been in that situation, you know what it's like, where you've been in sin, or you had a part of sin or something like that, and so now it just keeps wearing down on you, even though God forgave you for all that. You know, it still wears down on you, and if you're not careful, you'll keep thinking about it, and the guilt just keeps attacking you from the day and from the night and from the day and from the night, and so it just keeps getting at you, and you can't even really pray the way you want to pray, or pray the way you should pray, if there is a such thing as praying the way you should pray. You know, it weighs you down. It's an unseen weight, because it continues to attack you. And he says, unseal my lips, O Lord, that my mouth may praise you. Verse number 16, you do not desire a sacrifice, or I would have offered one. See that? He was not asking, because he had done all this stuff and asking for forgiveness. He's not asking for, he says, God didn't want a sacrifice. He said, or if God wanted me to kill an animal and let him bleed out and the fire and everything on the altar, I would have done that. But that's not what you're desiring. Because if he was offering that, or if God did require that, he would offer that. If God required a sacrifice, he would offer it. You do not want a burnt offering. That's what he said. And this is not him talking. This is the Holy Ghost making it available to us to read what another man who was dealing with God experienced and what he said to God. See, the Bible gives us an example of people who follow God and people who don't follow God. This is what happens to people who follow God. This is what happens to people who don't follow God. We have those examples, and then God puts us in the middle of it and allows us to read it and to make our own choice. He didn't make our choices. He allows us to make our own choice. And David knowing certain things about God, he says, you don't desire a sacrifice, or I would have offered one. You don't want a burnt offering. Verse number 17, this sacrifice you desire is a broken spirit. A broken spirit for what you've done. A broken spirit for what you were a part of. You know, you might have been a part of some sin, but you don't walk around being proud of the sin. You feel bad about being a part of it. That's what the broken heart is. That's the sacrifice that God really desires. That's the sacrifice in us, a living sacrifice, us being sorrowful for those things that we were in and thankful that he can wash it away, that he can forgive us. He has forgiven us. You don't desire a sacrifice, or I would offer one. You don't want a burnt offering. Verse number 17, the sacrifice you desire is a broken heart, a broken spirit. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, oh God. Yeah, if you're repentant and you're broken about the thing, you sorry about it. You know, he won't reject you because you know, even though you did it. You will not reject a broken and repentant heart, oh God. Verse number 18. Look with favor on Zion and help her. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. You will be pleased with sacrifices offered in the right spirit. You know, it's not just Jerusalem, you know, that we're asking. We're talking about the believers. We're talking about those who believe in God. That's Jerusalem. We're the ones who believe in on God for all the help we can get. Zion, that's us. We're God, look with favor on Zion. Look at us with favor. You know, don't be angry with us. Forgive us so that we can get right. Unloosen our lips. We can't really loosen our lips until you unloosen them for us. We can't say the right things. We can't give you the right praise. We can't even praise you right unless you unloose our lips. Unseal our lips. If we feel sealed up because we can't shake the guilt. We can't shake the guilt. We know we did and we feel like you won't forgive us, but we know that you have, but we feel like you won't. Or we feel like as if we can't say anything about whatever it is that we were doing or whatever we were part of. We can't hold our head up. That's what it feels like. Unseal our lips, Lord. Maybe that's why a lot of times we can't get the things that we need from the Lord, the things that we, you know, want to say to the Lord because our lips are sealed from based on some prior sin or something. Ask God to unseal your lips.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com. or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.